The following episode of Joke Jams contains bets that are for entertainment purposes only. Please gamble responsibly. If you recognize that you may have a problem with gambling, seek help from a mental health professional. For the second time, the Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to repeat as big game winners. In their first attempt, they were completely shut down by a late-round draft pick who came out of nowhere, Tom Brady of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This year, the Kansas City Chiefs face a similar challenge. They face a team that is led by the last pick in the draft, Brock Purdy. The same Brock Purdy who overcame being born into a family of a professional athlete, living in an upper middle class family, and earning a scholarship to a Power 5 school where only everyone had the chance to see him play as Iowa State went 7-6 during his senior season. A season where Iowa State was defeated by the traditional offensive juggernaut of Iowa and lost to Clemson in the Cheez-It Bowl, formerly known as the Camping World Bowl, formerly known as the Champ Sports Bowl, formerly known as the Tangerine Bowl. Tangerines are slightly smaller than oranges, and if Brock Purdy had played in the more well-known and respected Capital One Orange Bowl, perhaps he would have had a better chance to be drafted higher. Now, Brock Purdy has a chance to put all the adversity he had growing up behind him by winning the big game. With a win, people will stop calling him a game manager. With a win, people will see that without him, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuels, George Kittle, and Brandon Ayuk are less talented. With a win, people in his hometown can stop the rumor that he will be out of the NFL in 2 years and return to work at Fantastic Spa Outlet. For the second time, the Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to put a quarterback who came out of obscurity on the map if they fail to repeat as big game winners. The average length of the big game national anthem is 1 minute 55 seconds. This year, Reba McEntire will sing the Star Spangled Banner. Which will last longer? The national anthem or Taylor Swift's screen time? Who will win the coin toss? Chiefs, 49ers. Neither team, because we live in a meritocracy, not in a country governed by chance. The cost of a 30-second commercial during the big game is $7 million. What will be the first commercial? Pepsi, Bud Light, Target, Nike, Jesus. Usher will be performing during halftime of the big game. Which artist who has collaborated with Usher will appear during the performance? Alicia Keys, Monica, Brandy, Puff Daddy, Will.i.am, Ludacris, Beyonce, Freddie Prinze Jr. There are people that say the romantic relationship between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift is a distraction. It absolutely is a distraction to all of the things that Taylor Swift is trying to accomplish. Taylor has to fly right back after her show in Japan on February 10th to see Travis play in the big game. That is a tremendous distraction to her performance of the Eras Tour. It can't be easy for her to focus all her attention on singing when she also has to worry, is the show running too long? Will I be able to make it to the plane? There's a chance she will have to sing the 5-minute version of All Too Well. And after the big game, she has to get back on a plane to fly to Australia to continue her tour. She might not be at the Chiefs Victory Parade. Who would even want to be at that parade if Taylor's not going to be there? It would just be the men who are angry because Taylor Swift was on television for 60 seconds, which for many of those men is a long time. On April 19th, Taylor will release her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. She will have to go on a press tour. What if the album only sells a million copies? She needs to be laser focused to maximize her sales, or she could sell less copies than Evermore. Is Travis going to be streaming the new album in heavy rotation to help boost her standing on the Billboard 100? What if Taylor goes to Travis's place in Kansas City and he's listening to Metallica? I can't imagine what that would do to their relationship. The people that say Travis and Taylor's relationship is a distraction are absolutely correct. What will be the first big game points? Safety, field goal, touchdown, Andy Reid indicating where he's going to eat after the game. There have been 9 safeties in big game history. Will there be a safety in this year's game? Yes. No. How can we have safety when the southern border is wide open? What will the winning team dump on their coach at the end of the game? Water, Gatorade, Prime, thoughts and prayers. Who will appear with Usher during halftime? John Stewart, Vanessa Williams, P. Diddy, Randy Travis, Kevin Hart, Catherine O'Hara, Lindsay Lohan, Ashley Tisdale, Snoop Dogg. Who will win the big game? Kansas City, San Francisco, liberals as they watch conservatives suddenly rally behind a city that is the gay capital of the United States. Who will be the MVP of the big game? Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, Taylor Swift for bringing a new demographic to watch the NFL that increased viewership by 1.2 million people over 2022, which increases the amount that sponsors make, which is good for the economy, which suddenly is a bad thing? Who will appear with Usher during halftime? Tina Fey, Diddy, James Vanderbeek, Journey Smollett, Chris Redd, Andy Samberg, Maya Rudolph, Kelly Rowland, or Elmo? Thank you for listening to this episode of Joke Jams. You can listen to this episode and all of our content on Spotify, Apple, and many other podcast platforms. Make sure to follow Joke Jams on Instagram and Threads, and subscribe to Joke Jams on YouTube.